With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. An organization that advocates for abused and neglected children faces an uncertain future due to a lack of funding, but its work will continue. The Board of Directors for Court-Appointed Special Advocates of Montana, or CASA, has voted to close its state office at the end of October. Executive Director Joyce Funda says 15 local offices will remain open. A spokesman for the National CASA Association says they're committed to keeping the Montana organization's state office open. A high-ranking Democratic lawmaker opposes removing federal protections for Yellowstone area grizzly bears without more stringent restrictions on future hunts for the animals. U.S. Representative Raul Grijalva says today in a letter to U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Director Dan Ash that he wants grizzly hunting prohibited in areas adjacent to Grand Teton and Yellowstone National Parks. The Arizona lawmaker is the ranking Democrat on the House Natural Resources Committee. He says he's heard concerns from parks administrators that state-sponsored hunting could kill bears that frequent Yellowstone and Grand Teton. A decision on whether to remove Endangered Species Act protections for grizzlies in the Yellowstone region is expected by year's end. Wildlife advocacy groups are suing to force the U.S. government to study whether the hunting and slaughter of bison that wander outside of Yellowstone National Park threaten the animal's survival. Buffalo Field Campaign, Western Watersheds Project, and Friends of Animals filed the lawsuit against the Interior Department and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service yesterday in federal court in the District of Columbia.
With Montana News, I'm Freddie Monatis. The Missoula City Council voted 8-4 yesterday to require background checks for most private sales or trades of guns within city limits. It makes exceptions for family transfers, hunting, and emergency self-defense. Missoula is the first city in Montana to require a background check on private firearm sales. The law will take effect in 30 days. Jail time is included as an optional penalty for subsequent offenses only. A 38-year-old man charged with killing a Miles City man and a Missoula woman in a meth-fueled crime spree last December has pleaded guilty to 2 counts of deliberate homicide. Scott Austin Price today pleaded guilty to killing 56-year-old Lynette Keener on December 21st in Missoula to steal her car. He also pleaded guilty to attempted deliberate homicide for stabbing another woman outside a Missoula grocery store. Custer County Attorney Wyatt Glade said that Price pleaded guilty yesterday to deliberate homicide for the December 14th stabbing of his former landlord, Ed Martin, and to kidnapping Martin's wife, Helen. Price's co-defendant, Sarah McKnight, pleaded guilty in May to several charges, including deliberate homicide for the Missoula crimes. She has not been sentenced in that case. Several large natural gas utilities in Washington state are taking legal action against the State Department of Ecology over its recently created Clean Air Act. Avista, Cascade Natural Gas, NW Natural, and Puget Sound Energy jointly challenged a new rule today in federal court in Spokane. They also plan to file a lawsuit in Thurston County Superior Court. The utilities say that reducing greenhouse gas emissions must be addressed, but that the new rules are not the solution. A spokeswoman for the Ecology Department says they are evaluating the legal challenge, but are confident they have authority to regulate carbon pollution. The utilities say they prefer a comprehensive nationwide solution to reduce greenhouse gases. They contend the new rule will penalize natural gas users. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Monatis. Thanks for listening, and for more Montana news, stay tuned or log on to mtpr.org.